Acts chapter 21.
After we all said goodbye to the elders, we sailed away, straight for Kos Island. The next day we went to the island of Rhodes. From Rhodes we went to Patara. At Patara we found a ship which was crossing to Phoenicia. We went aboard the ship and sailed away. We sailed near the island of Cyprus. We could see it on the north side, but we did not stop. We sailed to the country of Syria. We stopped at the city of Tyre because the ship needed to unload its cargo there. In Tyre we found some followers of Jesus, and we stayed with them for 7 days. They warned Paul not to go to Jerusalem because of what the Holy Spirit had told them. But when we finished our visit, we left and continued our trip. All the followers of Jesus, including the women and children, came outside the city with us to say goodbye. We all kneeled down on the beach and prayed. Then we said goodbye to one another. We went aboard the ship, and they went back home. We continued our trip from Tyre and went to the city of Ptolemais. We greeted the brothers there and stayed with them 1 day. The next day we left Ptolemais and went to the city of Caesarea. We went into the home of Philip and stayed with him. Philip was a preacher of the good news. He was one of the 7 servants. He had 4 virgin daughters. These daughters had the gift of prophesying. After we had stayed there for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. He came to us and borrowed Paul's belt. Then Agabus used the belt to bind his own hands and feet. Agabus said, "The Holy Spirit tells me, this is how the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the man who wears this belt. Then they will hand him over to non-Jewish people." We all heard these words. So we and the local followers of Jesus kept begging Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul asked, "Why are you crying? Why are you making me so sad? I am ready to be bound in Jerusalem. I am even ready to die for the name of the Lord Jesus." We could not persuade him to stay away from Jerusalem. So we stopped trying and said, "We pray that what the Lord wants will be done." After this, we got ready and started on our way up to Jerusalem. Some of the followers of Jesus from Caesarea went with us. These followers took us to the home of Mnason, a man from Cyprus. Mnason was one of the first people to become a follower of Jesus. They took us to his home so that we could stay with him. Later, we arrived in Jerusalem. The brothers there were very happy to see us. The next day, Paul went with us to visit James. All of the elders were there too. Paul greeted all of them. Then he told them exactly how God had used him to do many things among non-Jewish people. When the leaders heard these things, they gave glory to God. Then they said to Paul, "Brother, you can see that thousands of Jews have become believers, and they all think it is very important to obey the law of Moses. These Jews have heard that you are teaching all Jews who live in other countries among non-Jewish people to abandon the law of Moses. They have heard that you are telling those Jews not to circumcise their children and not to obey Jewish customs. Therefore, what should we do? The Jewish believers here will learn that you have come. We advise you to do this. 4 of our men have made a vow to God. Take these men with you and share in their washing ceremony. Pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads. Do this, and it will prove to everyone that the things they have heard about you are not true. They will see that you yourself respect the law of Moses in your own life. But as for non-Jewish believers, we have already sent a letter. The letter said, 'Do not eat food which has been given to idols. Do not taste blood. Do not eat animals which have been strangled. Do not commit any kind of sexual sin.'" Then Paul took the 4 men with him. The next day, Paul shared in the washing ceremony. Then he went to the temple. He announced the time when the days of the cleansing ceremony would be ended. On the last day, an offering would be given for each of the men. The 7 days were almost over, but some Jews from Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd. They grabbed Paul and shouted, "Men of Israel, help us! This is the man who is teaching things which are against the law of Moses, against our people, and against this place. This man is teaching these things to all people everywhere, and now he has even brought some non-Jewish men into the temple. He has made this holy place unclean." These Jews said this because they had seen Trophimus with Paul in Jerusalem. Trophimus was a non-Jewish man from the city of Ephesus. They thought that Paul had taken him into the temple area. All of the people in Jerusalem became very upset. They all ran together and grabbed Paul. They dragged him out of the temple courtyard. Immediately, the temple gates were closed. The people were trying to kill Paul. Then the commander of the Roman army in Jerusalem learned that there was much confusion in the whole city of Jerusalem. Right away, the commander ran down to the place where the people were. He brought some officers and soldiers with him. The people saw the commander and his soldiers. Then they stopped beating Paul. The commander went to Paul and arrested him. He ordered his soldiers to bind Paul with two chains. Then the commander asked, "Who is this man? What has he done wrong?" Some people there were yelling one thing, and other people were yelling something else. Because of all this confusion and shouting, the commander could not learn the truth about what had happened. So the commander ordered the soldiers to take Paul to the fortress. All of the people were following them. When the soldiers came to the steps, they had to carry Paul. They did this to protect him, because the people were so wild. The people shouted, "Kill him!" The soldiers were ready to take Paul into the fortress, but Paul spoke to the commander. Paul asked, "Do I have the right to say something to you?" The commander said, "Oh, do you speak Greek? Then you're not the man I thought you were. I thought you were the Egyptian man who started some trouble against the government not long ago. He led 4,000 terrorists out to the desert." Paul said, "No, I am a Jew from Tarsus in the country of Cilicia. I am a citizen of that important country. Please let me speak to the people." The commander allowed Paul to do so. So Paul stood on the steps. He made signs with his hands so that the people would be quiet. The people became even quieter when Paul used the Aramaic language to speak to them.